The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing at 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. Daily Briefing is a place where you can get all of your resources, links, updates, notifications regarding life during this pandemic. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 and chat with someone in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online for those same resources and referral services. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to the following websites, knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news for this Monday morning on November 30th includes that the governor and the Department of Health have launched WA Notify. It's an anonymous exposure notification app whose aim is to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Washington residents who add the WA Notify app to their smartphones will be alerted if they spend time near another WA Notify user who later tests positive for COVID-19. Officials stated that the app uses privacy-preserving technology jointly developed by Google and Apple to remain anonymous without collecting or revealing any location or personal data of users. The app is available in 29 languages and is free to download on iPhone or Android devices. The states of New York, Virginia, and Colorado, along with the countries of Ireland, Canada, and Germany, are already using tools based on this technology. More information on WA Notify is available at governor.wa.gov in the News and Issues section or at wanotify.org. Health officials are reminding anyone who traveled outside of the state during Thanksgiving holiday to follow Washington's current travel advisory and quarantine for 14 days upon return, and also to consider quarantining if you spent time indoors with people from outside one's household. The numbers of travelers who passed through SeaTac Airport over the week were the largest since the start of the pandemic. If you find that your normal cleaning products are in short supply when you go to your grocery stores or pharmacies or whatnot, you can note that the following products are verified to eliminate the coronavirus from surfaces: bleach, Lysol brand cleaners, hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohol 71% or higher, and Pine Sol brand cleaners. So if what you usually use you find to be out of stock, you can go ahead and try something different. For our regional news today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 166 new COVID-19 cases today, but notes that today's case count is an undercount due to staffing and processing slowdowns related to the Thanksgiving holiday. Over the weekend, there were 411 positive cases on Saturday and 267 cases on Sunday. More people are seeking testing at the Pierce County's mobile sites throughout the county, and this sharp increase in recent testing volume has caused delays in processing and reporting. So the department continues to play catch-up and report cases from 2 and 3 days prior, in addition to cases from yesterday. In addition, Washington State Department of Health has suspended any negative test reporting during this unprecedented surge of testing results, and consequently, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department isn't updating the test positivity rate and number of total daily tests charts on their dashboard until the State Department of Health resolves its backlog. Our county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 371. Now, for reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 in order to consider bringing back even the youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. And that figure is supposed to be at 25 per 100,000 people in order for us to consider community spread to be under control. Again, our county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 371. The department notes that more people are seeking Pierce County mobile testing sites. So if you are just seeking testing to see, and in the assumption that with a negative test, you're free to socialize with folks, consider holding back and just staying home. Socializing, connecting with other people via means other than being unmasked and indoors, using technology, meeting outside, things like that. The department does want those who are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms or who have been exposed to someone with a positive COVID-19 case to absolutely continue seeking testing. Pierce County homeowners and renters, if you're past due on your rent or your mortgage payments, you can apply for emergency assistance at piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. There are funds available that are from federal funds that will expire at the end of the year. And so homeowners who are past due on mortgage or renters who are past due on your residential rent, there may be emergency assistance available for you by going to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. There are lots of testing sites for COVID-19 throughout our region. Many of them are free. For King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. And for Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events, which are free, include tomorrow, Tuesday, December 1st, there will be testing at the Washington State Fairgrounds Blue Lot in Puyallup. On Wednesday, December 2nd, testing will be held at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, and at the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. On Thursday, December 3rd, there will be testing at the Bay Terrace Apartments, located at 2550 South G Street, and at the University of Puget Sound. And on Friday, December 4th, there will be testing held at Tacoma Nazarene Church parking lot at 3640 South M Street, as well as at Fort Steilacoom Park. No ID is required. Those tests are free. They're open to anyone, and results are available within about 3 to 5 days. And testing at those sites runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, if you are looking for any testing sites, whether they be the mobile testing locations that are free or coronavirus tests that are associated with clinics, offices, hospitals, you can go to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. You can also go to the state coronavirus page. That's coronavirus.wa.gov. And there will be links to say, hey, do you need to get tested? Click here. So if you happen to be somewhere other than Pierce County, you can always find those testing sites through following links at coronavirus.wa.gov. And now, as is our new tradition on Mondays, I would like to welcome our listeners to enjoy our Spanish language reporte semanal de COVID brought to us by our friends at VT Radio Universal and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So without further ado, here is the Reporte Semanal de COVID.
El siguiente programa es una producción de VT Radio Universal para radio escuchas de KTQA 95.3 Low Power FM.
Latinx en Acción, con información del Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tiene el gusto de llevar hasta ustedes nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
Así que ya está aquí con nosotros Carlos Ortiz, del Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County. Adelante, Carlos, por favor.
Aquí Carlos Ortiz con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma, Condado de Pierce County. tpchd.org es la página mayor. Y luego si quieren ir también a ese website que es en español, es el tpchd.org/español. Aquí ya vemos, sí, durante el fin de semana, sí vimos que había más de 300 casos, ¿verdad? Este fin de semana confirmados, ¿verdad? Entonces ayer hay 160 casos confirmados y luego ahora en total tenemos 14,755 casos confirmados. Nadie falleció ayer, que es bueno. Y tenemos ahora en total 224 muertos, ¿verdad? Por el COVID-19 cuando empezó en marzo. Entonces aquí sí vemos que ya la montaña ya ha subido casi a 5,000 en total, ¿verdad? Que vemos aquí. Pueden ir sobre arriba de la gráfica. Y aquí podemos ver que sí, desde el 21 aquí vemos 4,843 casos. Entonces sí anda subiendo demasiado, ¿verdad? Entonces lo que sí estamos diciendo es, por favor, definitivamente quedarse en casa. Ya sé que es bien difícil porque es un tiempo donde disfrutamos con la familia, pero si pueden, you know, compartir así virtualmente, ¿verdad? Por teléfono, FaceTime, algo así. Esa es la recomendación. Una recomendación que hizo el gobernador y otras personas de salud dijeron que si van a ir a una casa, ojalá que sea afuera, ¿verdad? Donde hay aire y gente se pueda mantener esa distancia de 6 pies, ¿verdad? Y constantemente lavarse las manos, ¿verdad? Y utilizar el hand sanitizer.
Claro. ¿Verdad?
También pueden venir aquí, tpchd.org, y debajo de gente sana hay información de prueba. Ahí pueden ir también para ver dónde estamos dando pruebas gratis y dónde pueden ir a tomarse el examen para que así puedan estar seguros que no están afectados, ¿verdad? Infectados por el COVID-19.
Sí. Si usted tiene los síntomas y sabe que estuvo cerca de una persona, ¿no? Expuesta a una persona que dio positivo, pues lo más aconsejable, lo más razonable también es ir y buscar uno de estos lugares donde se puede hacer la prueba de manera gratuita. Y pues hasta donde hemos visto, están organizándolos casi diario, Carlos. Casi diario hay un puesto, ¿no? En donde puede uno acudir.
Correcto, exactamente, gracias.
Bueno, pues esto ha sido su breve reporte. Gracias a Carlos Ortiz nuevamente por acompañarnos, por traernos esta información. Gracias al Departamento de Salud por estarnos apoyando. Realmente apreciamos mucho la comunidad Latinx esta información. Y pues nuevamente, no se olviden también de checar los reportes más completos que estamos renovando cada semana y que pues también ya se empiezan a escuchar a través de la FM en la 95.3, es la KTQA de aquí de Tacoma. Así que muchísimas gracias y hasta la próxima. Gracias, Carlos.
Hasta la otra. Muchas gracias. Que la pasen bien y saludos.
Este mensaje fue traído a ustedes por una cortesía de Latinx en Acción, en coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County y KTQA, la Power FM 95.3.
You've been listening to a KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will get you statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the daily briefing in English, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM and on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And you can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. We also have links to VT Radio Universal, Reporte Semanal de COVID on our website, daily.ktqa.org. Stay safe. Welcome to December.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.